so he urged, and broke the heart inside me, having to double back on the mist-bound seas, back to Egypt, that long and painful way. Nevertheless, I caught my breath and answered, "That I will do, old man, as you command. But tell me this as well, and leave out nothing. Did all the Achaeans reach home in the ships unharmed, all we left behind, Nestor and I, en route from Troy? Or did any die some cruel death by shipwreck, or die in the arms of loved ones, once they'd wound down the long coil of war?" And he lost no time in saying, "Son of Atreus, why do you ask me that? Why do you need to know? Why probe my mind? You won't stay dry-eyed long, I warn you, once you've heard the whole story. Many of them were killed, many survived as well, but only two who captained your bronze-armored units died on the way home. You know who died in the fighting, you were there yourself. And one is still alive, held captive somewhere off in the endless seas." Ajax now went down with his long-oared fleet. First Poseidon drove him onto the cliffs of Gyre, looming cliffs, then saved him from the breakers. He'd have escaped his doom too, despite Athena's hate, if he hadn't flung that brazen boast, the mad blind fool. "In the teeth of the gods," he bragged, "I have escaped the ocean's sheer abyss." Poseidon heard that frantic vaunt, and the god grasped his trident in both his massive hands and struck the Gyrean headland, hacked the rock in two, and the giant stump stood fast. At the jagged spur where Ajax perched at first, the raving madman, toppling into the sea, it plunged him down, down, in the vast seething depths, and so he died, having drunk his fill of brine. Your brother, he somehow escaped that fate. Agamemnon got away in his beaked ships. Queen Hera pulled him through. But just as he came abreast of Malia's beetling cape, a hurricane snatched him up and swept him way off course, groaning, desperate, driving him over the fish-infested sea to the wild borderland where Thyestes made his home in days of old, and his son Aegisthus lived now. But even from there a safe return seemed likely. Yes, the immortals swung the wind around to fair, and the victors sailed home. How he rejoiced, Atrides, setting foot on his fatherland once more. He took that native earth in his hands and kissed it, hot tears flooding his eyes, so thrilled to see his land. But a watchman saw him too, from a lookout high above. A spy that cunning Aegisthus stationed there, luring the man with two gold bars in payment. One whole year he'd watched, so the great king would not get past unseen, his fighting power intact for self-defense. The spy ran the news to his master's halls, and Aegisthus quickly set his stealthy trap. Picking the 20 best recruits from town, he packed them in ambush at one end of the house. At the other, he ordered a banquet, dressed and spread, and went to welcome the conquering hero Agamemnon, went with team and chariot and a mind aswarm with evil. Up from the shore he led the king, he ushered him in, suspecting nothing of all his doom. He feasted him well, then cut him down as a man cuts down some ox at the trough. Not one of your brother's men-at-arms was left alive, none of Aegisthus either, all killed in the palace. So Proteus said, and his story crushed my heart. I knelt down in the sand and wept. I'd no desire to go on living and see the rising light of day. But once I'd had my fill of tears and writhing there, the old man of the sea who never lies continued, "No more now, Menelaus, how long must you weep? Withering tears, what good can come of tears? None I know of. Strive instead to return to your native country, hurry home at once. Either you'll find the murderer still alive, or Orestes will have beaten you to the kill. You'll be in time to share the funeral feast." So he pressed, and I felt my heart, my old pride, for all my grieving, glow once more in my chest, and I asked the seer, in a rush of winging words, "Those two I know now, tell me the third man's name. Who is still alive, held captive off in the endless seas? Unless he's dead by now, I want to know the..."